preparations are going very well. We just finished receiving all the candidates. We closed yesterday night. Now today we are in now centralizing all the candidates. So on the 15th, we will publish the provisional list of all the candidates, hoping that there won't be a lot of problems or people come and see that they have been forgotten, especially for the parliamentary election. And on the 27th, we'll now publish the final list of all the candidates, both for presidential election and the parliamentary election. And we order ballot papers. And on the 28th of October, the campaign is on, and 28th of November, we have the election.
So far, how has been the response of political parties as well as these presidential candidates towards this year's election, and how are you cooperating with them to ensure a credible vote?
Well, since I took our team took office, we always talk to the political parties, we share with them, we exchange with them, and I'm happy to announce to you that last week all the political parties signed the Code of Good Conduct, except one party, UDPS of Tshisekedi, but all the other parties signed, the DPRD and so on, and after giving his candidacy, Kengo Andondo, the President of the Senate, came to our office and signed the Code of Good Conduct. The majority of the opposition and the ones in the ruling party, all of them signed the Code of Good Conduct. That would allow all of them to see how we can have a line of behavior that will ease the situation.
Are there any education campaigns going on to ensure Congolese know their rights and the need for them to participate in this vote?
As we are talking now, we have trained a team, 200 people that the commission is going to deploy throughout the country with educational material and sensitization material to the people, to call them to go to vote, and we are taking them to a non-violent vote, and that's the team is going and being prepared. They finish the training and they'll be deployed throughout the country.
What about the voter list that you compiled? Will there be a provisional list that will be put out for people to go and inspect to ensure there's no issues raised during and after the election?
According to our calendar and to our law, electoral law, at the end of this month, on the 29th, we'll produce the first list by district of all the voters. We are already busy printing them. We just acquired new printers, big printers. Can you imagine? We need to print 32 million people on the list. So we have started printing at the end of the month. We will publish the first list by district. And then 1 month before the election, meaning when the campaign opens, we have now to bring in, to publish a new list by voting station. So we publish twice. End of this month, the list will be published for people to come and check. Somebody has been forgotten, or the somebody who has no right to vote. That will be published end of this month.
Well, Reverend Mulunda, are you pleased with how political parties are cooperating with your organization, the Electoral Commission, to ensure the vote goes on successfully?
On the majority of the political parties, I'm very pleased because we have a frank dialogue. We talk both formally and informally. And as now we have formalized with that committee of good conduct, it's very good. We never lack any exception. We have some political parties who are still existing, but for the majority of the opposition, we are in good contact, in regular contact, and I'm happy about it.
So what will you tell ordinary Congolese as campaigning will begin soon ahead of the general elections?
I want to assure the Congolese people that we are on target. Elections will take place. We're expecting material from China. The first plane is landing tomorrow, so could have a problem with logistics, but now, thank God, all the material are coming by air. There will be They'll be arriving both in Kinshasa and Lubumbashi. The ship have arrived already in Mombasa and Dar es Salaam for the goods to go to the eastern part and southern part of this country. As I'm saying, in Lingala, Kidibate, meaning don't sleep, elections are taking place. Kidibate, that's my message. My people, the Congolese people, we are on target, we are on time. Nothing will stop us.